Five Children and It by E. Nesbitt. The house was 3 miles from the station, but before the dusty hired fly had rattled along for 5 minutes, the children began to put their heads out of the carriage window and to say, "Aren't we nearly there?" "Oh, is this it?" But it never was, till they reached the very top of the hill, just past the chalk quarry and before you come to the gravel pit. And then there was a white house with a green garden and an orchard beyond, and Mother said, "Here we are." "How white the house is," said Robert. "And look at the roses," said Anthea.
"And the plums," said Jane.
"It is rather decent," Cyril admitted.
The baby said,
"Won't he go walkie?"
And the fly stopped with a last rattle and jolt. Everyone got its legs kicked in the scramble to get out of the carriage, but no one seemed to mind. Mother, curiously enough, seemed to wish to see the boxes carried in and to pay the driver, instead of joining in that first glorious rush round the garden and the orchard and the thorny, thistly, briary, brambly wilderness beyond the broken gate. It was not really a pretty house at all, but was deep in the country, with no other house in sight, and the children had been in London for 2 years, so the White House seemed to them a sort of fairy palace set down in an earthly paradise. The children had explored the gardens and the outhouses thoroughly before they were caught and cleaned for tea, and they saw quite well that they were certain to be happy at the White House. The best part of it all was that there were no rules about not going to places and not doing things. In London, almost everything is labelled "you mustn't touch." And though the label is invisible, it's just as bad, because you know it's there. Or if you don't, you'd jolly soon get told. The White House was on the edge of a hill, with a wood behind it, and the chalk quarry on one side and the gravel pit on the other. Down at the bottom of the hill was a level plain, with queer-shaped white buildings where people burnt lime, and a big red brewery and other houses. And when the big chimneys were smoking and the sun was setting, the valley looked as if it was filled with golden mist.